dark, locked in. Nightfall. Good evening. Tonight, we have a new script, a new producer, and a new production location for this series. The story is based on a futuristic assassination attempt and its attempted cover-up. The play by Charles Tidler has been directed in Montreal by Vancouver director John Giuliani. It's called The Monkey's Raincoat.
Good night.
Come. Hurry. Silva will see you now. Hurry.
That's what we're after. Are you ready in the bubble?
Ready, JJ.
Stand by to smile in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The inauguration! Bye! Good morning. This is Frank Bullardi, your host for the presidential inauguration, brought to you by ARG, Energy Regulation Tektronics, the people who gave you TLC, Total Loving Control. I'll be handling the play-by-play as our broadcast from the floating media bubble follows President-elect Jonathan Sarge through the swearing-in ceremony, then the procession down Pennsylvania Avenue, and finally into the White House. To my left, the color man for today's broadcast, Willie Masters. Willie,
we should have a whale of an inauguration, Frank. I know Jonathan Sarge is really up for it. And the American public has got to be high for this one, which promises to be the greatest shootout since the OK Corral. The last three presidential inaugurations have featured assassinations or attempted assassinations of the president-elect. And Sarge, the man with the marching band, has thrown a new wrinkle into the game. He's out on the street today, protected not only by his Secret Service boy, but fully armed himself and ready for bear. It helped him win the election. His public challenge to all would-be assassins. If they want him, they know where they can find him. But the rain, Frank, and this wind has got to be a factor in Jonathan Starr's performance today.
It's a gale force wind, Willie, and the rain shows no sign of letting up. Even from our multiple point of view, I can barely see the crowds lining Pennsylvania Avenue. 500,000 people are estimated to be below us on the street. And we can't overlook the fact that the cross-town riots, which have ravaged this city for the past 10 days, are moving this way. I can hear gunshots and explosions. And if we can hear them, I'm sure you can too. That was very close. Speculation from official sources claims the hundreds of Sousa bands in town for Starr's inauguration are largely responsible for inciting the unemployable.
You can ban the clan, but you can't stop the marching band. They helped him get elected.
I look for a good one today, Frank. Things will be popping. But first a word from ARG. That's right, folks. The people at Anarchy Regulation Tektronix.
You'll be talking for a long time. No matter where you are, wouldn't it be nice to have your own personally autographed ARG photograph?
Hey, I wanted to hear it.
Wait. We're almost there.
What? Monkey toe?
Yes.
I can't wait to get my mitts on that monkey.
That next strike, take it. Park immediately along the curb. You will be in a small storefront across the street.
Okay. I'm gonna like it. What's that?
A form of meditation.
Now, where is this monkey?
Across the street, like I told you.
Take him now or later?
Later. He's having a seance with a seedy fortune teller by the name of Silva. In a few minutes, he will be coming through that door. He will check the street for a lay of the action and then cross it towards us. That is when we pick him up.
This guy carry a rod?
No.
I like it. Should be easy.
Keep it easy. I have calculated everything for technical precision. You are the only human factor that can mess it up.
Are you kidding? The monkey's wrinkle. He's the monkey's word of wrinkle. It'll be easy.
Like I said, keep it easy.
Yeah, yeah. Want some of my lunch?
What is it?
Liverwurst and blue cheese.
Now, oh, there's a lot of people here today, and the Crosstown Riot, which we mentioned earlier, do indeed appear to be moving this way, despite the interference put up by the Navy helicopter gunship. Over at the Capitol building, one of the gunships is attempting to land on the front lawn. Willie, Jonathan Stars will be neither the tallest nor the biggest president. Abraham Honest Abe Lincoln was the tallest at 6'3½". And get this, William Howard Taft, they called him Tubby, who tipped the scales at 330 pounds, was the heaviest. Stars will be the fifth president to have blue eyes, the third to hail from California, and the second to have a pop single turn gold. He's accomplished that feat 17 times, Frank, in entering politics 3 years ago. The gunship touches down. Soldiers are discharging. They're trying to move the crowd, milling around the speaker's platform. There's some pushing and shelling. Uh-oh, here come the dogs and the hoses. Random shots being fired. Here comes Stars. Jonathan Stars, the president-elect, is walking with his bodyguards towards the speaker's platform. No, Stars drops into his familiar crouch position. He wheels to his left and fires wildly into the crowd. Wait, somebody's hit. It's a woman, I believe. A little old lady, looks like to me, Frank. Dressed in a pink pantsuit, matching purse and shoes. She's crawling along the pavement with just the use of one leg. Her other leg is twisted. I think it's her. Yes, it's her left knee. It shatters. Now she's just been tackled by a member of the Army Domestic Security Corps. What a hit! The Secret Service is closing its ranks in around Stars. The president-elect appears to be unhurt. What a shot! From the .45 automatic carried by Jonathan Stars, it traveled 75 yards and right on the money. One thing we've got to say for Stars, and he's proving it today, he came to serve. I think he's going to be one of the best presidents in the business. Watch him. Let's go down to street level for a report from Jimmy Higgins.
Talking with Colonel Tipton of the Army Domestic Security Corps, whose men are lined up 6 feet along the entire length of Pennsylvania Avenue. Colonel Tipton is the man who wrestled the wounded woman to the ground. Colonel, what's the odds, and how are you enjoying the inauguration?
We found a small 22 caliber automatic weapon in her purse.
How the president knew that, I'll never know. He's a heck of a guy.
Could I please say hello to my mother? She's listening today from a small home in Florida. Go right ahead, Colonel. Hi, Mom.
Maybe Stars would get hit.
No, Chet. He gets hit when we hit him. ART is in total control of today's event.
That chance. You guys are good, but not that good. Total out of control is more like...
On the surface, yes. Chaos must appear to be reality. We have learned that lesson very well and turned it to our advantage. To have everything, we must seem to possess nothing. We create chaos to ensure power. Stars go when we take them. See that you do what you are told.
I do what I'm told, but you don't do all the telling. I'm here because the boss wants me here.
You do what I tell you to do.
If we get Stars, he goes down for good. Hunky-dory, I listen to you. You don't go down. I got other things to do that the boss told me. Understand?
You primitives must learn to have faith in ART, since comprehension of it is beyond your grasp. Today is our creation. We are the voices of the gods. Life is ours to give and to take away.
Yeah, sure. When do we get the monkey?
Soon. Very soon.
Fingers are easy. It's silver. Gonna get in the way?
Silver is an unknown quantity of which the data is incomplete. However, our projections are negative.
What?
Silver is no problem. You, my friend, are the only problem.
The monkey's rain god I am.
You're telling me it's all crazy talk.
Then go. Did silver bring you here? Do not listen if you think it is crazy talk. Go.
But the nightmare, the words in my brain like great fish hooks on a piece of meat. I cannot mean what you're saying.
Yes? They are the voices of the gods.
Telling me to kill. To kill Jonathan Stars.
All gods must learn to kill.
Please. You must go.
You must.
Go. Thomas.
Answer to your name. It is your only hope. Silver knows. Answer to your name.
Answer to my name.
Thomas. Thomas. Good night. Hello, ART. Our man is wild.
This is it.
Yes. He don't look so tough. Smart enough?
No. Wait until he gets in.
This guy just gonna walk over here and get into the car. Now I heard it all. You gotta be kidding.
Shut up. Start the engine. Let's go.
Not till I put him away.
You idiot.
Just a little tap on his noodle. Keep him out of trouble.
He was no trouble. You better come around.
You'll come around where to?
Take us to Stars.
That chance in this traffic. With the roadblocks up, we'll be lucky to find a parking space within a mile and a half of the White House.
Shut up and drive. Take the next left at the light. Get into the outside lane and maintain a speed of 40 miles per hour. The lights have been synchronized. The traffic will part in your path. At Pennsylvania Avenue, take another left. The roadblocks will vanish. An escort will appear and deliver us to the front entrance of the White House. Stars will be ours. The left lane.
Yeah, I got it.
What you are witnessing is a work of ART, the unacknowledged legislators of the world. The inevitable is a tool in our hands. We are the voices of the gods. Total, loving control.
Fancy commercial. Well, I'm a lady. You'll have to bring it down some for me. Voices of the gods. You sure been right about these lights, though. I'm nailing every one.
Keep it at 40.
Listen, I'm driving.
People realize, Frank, that the word assassin comes from the Arabic word hashashin, which literally translated into English means hashish eater. The original assassins were a secret order of hashish-eating Muslim fanatics who terrorized and murdered their opponents, especially Christians, in the time of the Crusades. Well, we certainly had our share of would-be assassins today. Things are pretty quiet right now. The Air Force street cleaning units are mopping up what's left of the motorcycle gang that tried to interrupt the swearing-in. 50 hoods riding Harleys mounted with bazookas. It was a bloodbath, but manifest destiny prevailed. We have a new president, President Jonathan Starrs. The man with the marching band. Listen to him.
What do you think? This
monkey's
already wired.
Oh, man, it's wired. The microcomputer makes the neutron bomb look like something from the Stone Age. The neutron bomb only kills people. ART creates...
What's that roadblock doing up ahead? I'll never get through.
Flash your lights on and off.
Huh?
Flash your lights.
Right already. Hey, I'm moving the roadblock. I don't believe this. I'll be a monkey's range.
Shut up and drive.
Seems to have the fire in the east wing of the White House under control now. The rain has let up considerably. There's a chance of sunshine as the new president, Jonathan Starrs, mounts the steps to the White House, his home for the next 4 years. If he's lucky, Frank, this day isn't over yet. But it does appear that time is running out for would-be assassins today. You know, Frank, the ancient Greeks had a pretty good idea in the old days. They killed the old king in a sacrifice when they crowned the new king. But it took good old American know-how to put some razzle-dazzle into assassination. Out of the frying pan and into the
fire. Wait. There's some action down on street level, Willie. A two-tone blue four-door sedan is speeding down Pennsylvania Avenue and coming this way with the police escort. Looks like three occupants in the car. The roadblocks are parting in their path. Colonel Tipton is waving them through.
This could be what we've been waiting for, Frank.
The monkey's press release. The wire service will want his complete file. So we had one made up this morning.
Yeah? What's it say? Anything good?
The usual. Thomas Goodnight is a drifter, a dreamer, a psycho misfit.
Some of my best friends are psycho misfits.
Inability to hold a job. Wife and two children abandoned years ago. Our assassin was a writer. Wrote some stories in his early 20s. A drifter, a dreamer.
A psycho misfit. You guys sure know how to pick them. Hey, Junior's up from his napping. Take it easy.
Up over there in front of the steps.
Gotcha. Okay, Bally. This will be it. Hey, what's the idea with the monkey trapped in the raincoat? Ah, rich idea. Hey, what's your gun?
from the sedan. A couple of Secret Service agents are trying to contain him. He breaks one tackle. Another.
This day is deteriorating into a joke, Frank. This would be a fast. He's dressed in a yellow raincoat and wearing a monkey's mask. He's not even armed.
He's throwing flowers. The Secret Service seems to have him cornered.
Oop! The American people shouldn't have to put up with this sort of nonsense. It's a real bozo show.
The man in the monkey mask is sprinting into the crowd now. One man to beat.
It's Colonel Tipton.
Tipton dives. Oh, he hits the sidewalk head first, and the monkey man disappears into the crowd.
The crowd is moving in on the sedan, Frank. They're walking the car to the road.
What's the devil's ride?
Everything is going according to schedule.
Not according to my schedule,
Max.
You see this garage? The boss gave me the order.
You take orders from me.
Not anymore, I don't. What? He's gone.
Oh, fool.
I am not a man. I am a
android. You can't kill me. You might as well put a slug into the radio. ARC can rewire me. You can in the field.
I had enough of this.
The Kennedy assassination pale by comparison. It's official. Jonathan Starrs is dead. That's been the only knock against Starrs. He had the charm, the charisma, an excellent shot, a virtual army of two sedans. But how long would he last? This report just come in over the wire. The assassin is one Thomas Goodnight, a gunman, a hitman, a minor mafia hoodlum for the past 20 years. Married, two children, went to church.
Then everything went according to the program.
Program? What program?
ARC, the monkey's raincoat.
Where do I fit in?
Where do you fit in? You, my dear Thomas, were the red herring. Good night.
have just heard The Monkey's Raincoat by Charles Tidler. Featured in tonight's cast were David Connor as Thomas Goodnight and Vlasta Varana in the dual roles of Willie and Silva. You heard Dean Hagopian as Frank and Michael Rudder as the floor director, and the various driver roles were played by Timothy Webster, Ronald Lee, and Robert Parsons. The recording engineer was Andre Fleury, with sound effects by Pierre Lussier. The production assistant was Jane Lewis. The Monkey's Raincoat was produced and directed in Montreal by John Giuliani. The executive producer of Nightfall is Bill Howell. And now, here is a final word from your host.
Hello again. Next week, we'll take you back to the era of the clan battles in Scotland. But though there are battles, and of course there's blood, you mustn't suppose it's the same old Heelan story. From my appointed place below, based on Wandering Willie's tale from the novel Red Gauntlet by Sir Walter Scott, and dramatized by John Douglas, radio with more depth than you'll ever need. That's next week on Nightfall. Until then, careful of the edge.